Last night, the Minister of Police, Bheki Tele, announced during his budget vote speech that the SANDF will be deployed in the Cape's most gang-ravaged communities. Minister Fritz welcomes this announcement and will be establishing a parallel inter-ministerial collaboration to facilitate intelligence gathering and sharing and the rollout of an integrated social program at each gang station. In Minister Tele's written speech, it was explained that he had, in line with the Constitution, requested that President Ramaphosa authorize the deployment of the SANDF to assist the SAPS in the prevention and combating of crime and preservation of law and order in South Africa. The SANDF will be deployed with the SAPS for a minimum of 3 months. It was further mentioned that the Justice, Crime Prevention and Security Clusters, Ministers, will announce on the rollout of high-level action plan. Minister Fritz said, "The deployment of the SANDF is a massive relief for the people of our province who can now look forward to being safe in their own communities and homes. Following my presentation on how to innovate the Department of Community Safety at Bospedaar today, Cabinet have accepted my proposal to establish an inter-ministerial collaboration to facilitate intelligence gathering and sharing, and subsequently the establishment of social programs within gang-ravaged communities. Such programs will encourage job creation, increase school programs, sport and cultural activities, youth development and community programs. The Western Cape government will activate each department's programs once stabilization has been achieved in the majority of gang-afflicted communities. This collaboration will report regularly to both Provincial Cabinet and the Premier." Minister Fritz further added, "The aim of the inter-ministerial collaboration is to assist in the stabilization of communities most afflicted by gangsterism and criminality. The deployment of the army is a crucial step in allowing both government and communities to work together in addressing the many challenges which encourage the scourge of violence and crime in our province. I look forward to working productively and in good faith with the national government. I further look forward to working closely with communities during this crucial time. The many good people of our province can no longer be terrorized by a few. Under the leadership of Minister Albert Fritz, the Department of Community Safety remains committed to providing the necessary oversight to safeguard the province."